You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica,
a psychologist and master mindset coach. And I am joined by my partner in good, Nurse Blue.
Hello, everybody. This is Nurse Blue, and it stands for Build, Love, Unite, and Empower People about our favorite subject, hopefully soon to be yours, soul health. Hello.
Yes, and we are the Soul Health and Wellness Club. And today, before we get started, I just want to say thank you for joining me wherever you are. And I just want you to stop, if you can, and just close your eyes and just take a deep breath, right? Because we were talking today about you are worthy simply because you breathe, right? And so just take a deep breath in through your nose. Yes, breathing in that light, that love, that life-giving source, and breathe out through your mouth, releasing anything that doesn't serve you in a healthy way. Again, breathing in deeply, taking in all the air that your diaphragm, that your lungs, that your body can hold. That's the life that affirms your worthiness. The breath that affirms you are worthy. And breathe out, releasing any stress, any tension, any anxiety, any fear, any worry, any discomfort, anything again that doesn't serve you in a healthy way. And so I am excited because me and Nurse Blue want to ask you this question. And the question is, what are you attracting? What are you attracting? Are you attracting what you want, right? And we started talking about this attraction and what are you attracting? Because so many of us are attracting from our program and are not aware consciously of what we're attracting. And so if you've been getting things and experiences and relationships in your life that you don't want, that have been causing you pain and suffering and confusion and lack and limitation and not feeling good enough or not feeling worthy, then I really want to ask yourself, why am I attracting this? What am I attracting? Why? What is it about what I'm believing about myself, my relationship to others, and my relationship to this world that keeps creating these similar experiences?
You know what, Dr. E, when I heard you, when you just put that question out there, what are you attracting? It took me back many years ago when I was introduced to this whole concept that we create our reality. It was like the first time I heard about this whole idea. It blew my mind. It was over, goodness, 20-something years ago. And I thought I had a mixed set of feelings here because I did not know that we attract stuff. I thought it was all laid out and, you know, I wasn't responsible for it. That blew my mind. Then I was kind of mad that I didn't know it. I'm just finding this out.
Right, and why did it take so long to get the memo?
And then it blew my mind as I looked around me how many people in my life did not have this very valuable information and how much society, how much our collective is suffering because we do not know that we attract into our lives what's in our lives. And how many people are suffering from the idea that they don't know that they are a spiritual being? And that's one of the laws of being a spiritual being. It's a big law, but it's so much power in that. So as I look around me and I'm like, oh my God, what do I attract? To embrace that, you fully have to go into owning that this is your personal responsibility to get it right.
You're the only one that can.
You're the only one you can. You're, like, you have all the power in your hands, which is really a kind of scary thing at sometimes. It can be really scary, but also liberating. It can be liberating and scary. So you're dancing and shaking in your boots when you find that out. But then when you go a little closer into how you are attracting. So for people who might be tuning in for us who might be tuning into this whole idea and concept for the first time, you're like me, like over 20 some years ago, like, what do you mean? I'm attracting what? What are you talking about? I create my reality. Okay. So if this is your very first time, here's how this whole thing works. You know, this thing called this human body that we are all using as a form of transportation here on planet Earth, that's not who you are. That's like the cell phone case. The true cell phone is that you are a spiritual being and you're made of energy. And every thought you have, every emotion you have, it matters because it has a vibration. And at that vibrational level, which is like, you know, it's a scale, kind of like, you know, it's a scale. So the lower the vibration, the lower the life you're probably living, the life you're unhappy with. If you are not happy, that's because lower vibrations are in your soul, right? So when I decided, when I was like, okay, so the whole idea of you want more peace, more joy, more money, you want better relationships, all of the better stuff, it's a frequency. That's the power in it. You can really change your life to get on that frequency. So if you're finding out about this for the first time, good. Your life just got better. You got more information than what you had yesterday. But when you look at as a woman, okay, me being a woman, this is not Nurse Blue, me being a woman, I'm thinking about all of these choices I made without this knowledge. They were painful. You know how many relationships I attracted into my life? On, you know, since I've been on this planet, good, bad, all in between, some I don't even remember, but but some, they were painful and are impressions in my memory right now because I attracted trauma. Unfortunately, over and over and over again, right? I didn't realize I was attracting trauma so I can learn from it so I could be a soul health expert at the time. No one tells you that when you're going through the pain, the trauma, and the drama. But I thought they were just doing it to me. I didn't realize that I was attracting it out of what I was thinking and how I was feeling at the time. I didn't realize that. And when I came into that awareness, I could no longer say, it's their fault. They did this to me. They said that to me. I love doing that. I had to give that up to really reclaim the power over my life and realize that I was programmed to attract certain things by the media. I was programmed first in my household, okay? My family. Your family is your first programmers. They're your first programmers, right?
Yeah, they write the program.
They write the program.
And then everything else just confirms it.
Yep. My mother taught me how to be a woman by looking at her program, being a part of her program. Now I had other women around me, but she was the first one, as everybody, the first feminine on this planet is the most powerful programmer in your life, whether she's there, whether she's not, what role she plays, she was the first programmer. And then other women and men, perhaps your father, he's your second most programmer, the most powerful programmer. But whether he's present or not, but as a woman, I'm seeing now in the media that there are a lot of big stories in the entertainment industry around how women are reclaiming their lives, taking back their power. And one of the ways that they're doing it is, right, I'll give you an example, folks, for those of you who might be tuning in to, who, you know, catch up with the news, I'm sure you're familiar with this big entertainment mogul. He's a musicologist by the name of Sean P. Diddy Combs, right? Puffy Combs. And recently there are some allegations about an ex-girlfriend who he was with for 10 years. She was like 19 years old. So she was at the very young age. And she was with him for 10 years of his life during a very dark period of his life, as he said, a dark period of his life. And she just recently filed a lawsuit. Allegedly, she was abused verbally, mentally, physically. She was allegedly sexually trafficked by this billionaire. And I wonder what the programming was that she was raised with as a young woman. Because I could have been Cassie. I could have been her. I could have gotten swept off my feet by a billionaire who could afford to give me the world, I would be his Barbie and he would be my Ken. You know what I mean? My yes. daughter. It forced me to look at as a mother. How am I programming her? Because she didn't think she was doing anything wrong. She wanted to go into the music industry and be a star. And how many other women, not just, you know, because now it opened up a portal. Others are coming forth. Former girlfriends, the ex-mother of the child, allegations around the former mother, Kim Porter, who died suddenly from pneumonia, supposedly. All of this is being looked into. But when we start thinking about what we are attracting into my life, I could have attracted that and did attract very similar relationships where there was verbal abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse. And guess what? It was from my knight in shining armors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think because the programming mm-hmm. is subconscious, right? When we say subconscious, it is out of your awareness. That means that how you think, what you believe to be true about yourself, how you think, how you feel, and how you act is out of your awareness. Mm-hmm. And so if you're getting programming from the day that you're born by your mother, your father, your caregivers, your educators, your socializers, right? And this messaging is telling you that as women, we are objects of desire. That as women, we are made for the pleasure of men or the service of men, right?
Yes.
The object for yes. men. Then we are acting and thinking and feeling in a way that is attracting unhealthy relationships where we are treated as objects, where we are made to feel unworthy or made to feel that our value lies in our physical, right? Our physical appearance. Or our physical goods, our treasure chests, right? So it is so important if you're going to attract truly what you desire, it is imperative that you become aware of what you have been programmed to believe.
Yes. I mean, think about this, Dr. E. How many times have you heard, and we all have bought into this idea of wanting to look sexy? Let's just examine the label sexy. What I mean, sexy by itself is I want someone to be sexually attracted to me. So what am I? I'm sexy when I wear this dress. I look sexy in these jeans. I'm trying to, you know, I want my hair to look a certain way so I can look more appealing and sexier.
Mm-hmm. Like what a temptation.
A temptation.
You want to create the temptation of desire.
Yes.
To be desired.
To be desired, right? So if I am attracting a man with wealth. We don't know how balanced people are because money, because that's the other thing. We don't know. We are attracted to wealth and status and success, but not character.
That's a part of the program.
Self-status, success, and sexy can all be, that's all creation. That's art manifestation. But what is it backed up with? Meaning, what's behind the status? The what's behind, I mean, besides credentials? Because I've been in the world my entire life around people with credentials galore. I always tell people, I am an expert in that I've been surrounded by the brilliant and the broken. So you can get the credentials, the big house, the prestigious title and all of this. But if you have someone that is a narcissist or a sociopath or someone that looks at a woman as an object, and you're just being your beautiful, sexy self, and sexy is attractive to people who are balanced and imbalanced. You can, it is so alluring. You can be trapped in a program called abuse that it is hell to break out of. And so in this particular situation, because it was a lawsuit and it was asking for millions of dollars, it was settled in one day for who knows what amount. But let's just say it was settled for $500 million. Is that enough for all the pain and the trauma that this woman is going to have to endure probably for the rest of her life if this happened? Let's just say if it happened for any woman. Is $500 million going to erase the scars of the program by itself, the physical abuse on the body? Is it going to take away the ideas of not being enough, not feeling enough, the depression? Is it going to take away the triggers? Is it going to take away the emotional shame, the guilt?
We know that no matter how much money or material possessions you acquire, if you are not really aware of what your programming is feeding you about yourself, about your value, about your relationship to others and to this world, then you feeling good about you isn't going to come until that happens, until you really take a look at what do you believe about yourself? What do you believe that you are worthy of? How do you believe you should be treated? How do you believe your relationship should be? And oftentimes people don't know what they want.
That's
right. They're only operating from what they've been taught or what they have attracted.
Yes. And most of the time, women, how we have been programmed is in terms of looking for partnership, has been based on how we are to look. So the bigger your boobs, I mean, just kind of look at what's out there.
Right.
The bigger your butt, you have women literally dying on surgical tables all over the globe because they're trying to get, what is it, a BBL?
A Brazilian butt lift?
Is that, yes, that's right.
Something like that.
They right. are dying all right. over the world because they are trying to live up to this image of beauty. And they're not doing it for us. They're not doing it for themselves, because if they were doing it for themselves and they felt worthy, they wouldn't necessarily have to go to that extent to feel like they are enough. But they are doing this because they want to look sexy. And even with looking sexy, you have hundreds of women, if not thousands, perhaps even millions of women who that sexy somehow attracted them into a vacuum of abuse that it's hard to get out of. So, you know, I was thinking about, what if we with and from our vantage point being Dr. E and Nurse Blue, how do we help us help the collective and us included, obviously, move into a space of learning how to attract from worthiness rather than from sexiness?
And I think, you know, the first place that I start people in the program that I use, right, to help people reprogram their thinking is I always start with becoming an observer of how you talk to yourself, what you're telling yourself, what you're feeding yourself, which is very powerful. If you're feeding yourself images of women who are naked or half naked or, you know, bumping and grinding, twerking, again, you're feeding yourself this image that that is where your value lies. If you're talking to yourself and you're talking down to yourself, you're judging yourself in a negative way, again, what value are you creating? And so the first step is really taking a look in the mirror and becoming aware of what you're telling yourself so that you can begin to become an observer to say, you know, is what I tell myself, is what I feed myself, is what I am and how I'm acting and treating my body and you know, allowing people to treat me, is this what I desire? Does this make me feel good? Is this where my value lies? To really begin to ask that question. If you're not attracting what you want, if you're not attracting healthy relationships or a healthy relationship with yourself, become an observer of your thoughts and how you speak to yourself, because you can reprogram.
Oh, yeah.
You can choose a different message, a different program, but you have to become aware of it first.
And that's why you need help. That's why you need help. That's why you need experts who do this, because it's, you know, a lot of people are adopting self-care and self-help modalities, and that's good. And that's great. But that's where you start, right? So if you decided you want to go inward, then we want to invite you to go deeper with us, because you need experts who can help you identify what are the unconscious beliefs, what are the beliefs that are transparent that you don't even realize is programmed into your DNA. You know, affirmations is one thing, but you can't build your life on affirmations. You can't build your life with positive affirmations till you get rid of the negative affirmations. And that's the programming. And then also this month in the Soul Health and Wellness Club, we're going into December. We're opening up the heart chakra, right? So we got to do some heart chakra work, because we have to start releasing those soul toxins that really pollute the heart. And when I mean the heart, I'm talking about those emotions that every woman has to battle with in every day. You're battling in we are in resistance to fear, shame, and guilt. If you have a vagina, and I can say that as a nurse. Okay, you are constantly trying to get past, get rid of, release the negative vibrational frequencies of fear, shame, and guilt. And once you can successfully release those soul toxins, now you can build a life on worthiness. We can build a life on worthiness, and we can teach our girls how to attract the relationships in every dimension of their life, good friendships. You don't have to attract bullies. Good partners. You can attract a great partner, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, however, you know, however that works for you. Okay. Great. Attract abundance, so you don't have to live in scarcity. I just believe that right now at this time, I'm so excited about 2024, Because as we examine who we have been throughout the years, we can go into 2024 like a rocket as new creations. And it starts right here. So come to the, the Soul Health and Wellness Club should be your new home for the soul, where you can learn about soul health so you can get in alignment with the frequency that you need for 2024 to become the best version of yourself. And, or come on Clubhouse, guys. We just finished a great musicology session with meditation and music on Clubhouse. Join our house. We got a Soul Health and Wellness Clubhouse. We have a Nurse Blues Home for Blue Soul House. We're in the Women in Business. So if you're a woman in business, join the house and, come Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and be a part of our meditation and affirmation music. We have so many ways to help you get there. But soulhealthcommunity.com is the website. That's your homework today. Go to soulhealthcommunity.com.
Absolutely. And, again, you want the support of the experts, Nurse Blue and myself, again, been doing this for 25 years. So I know the process. We know the process. And so if you're ready, because you don't like what you've been attracting, if you're ready to really become aware and become conscious of your programming, because you don't feel worthy, because you're not attracting the relationships or the success or the peace that you deserve and that you're worthy of, then reach out to us. We are here to support you, to help you begin this journey of healing and transformation. My website is healthyminds.expert. I do coaching. I do therapy. You can also connect to the Soul Health and Wellness Club from my website. Again, we're here to help you begin to attract what you are so worthy and deserving of.
Yes. And Dr. E, we have to let them know that Saturdays are your self-care days starting this Saturday. So you want to change, you cannot be old and new at the same time. So you want a new version of yourself, you need new habits. Saturday is self-care day. It's not for all. Your kids are not going to take you on a ride every Saturday to all of their games and all of their activities. No, Soul Health Saturday. And you want to meet us in the Soul Health and Wellness Club online. So you can meet us there in your pajamas. We can't see you anyway. But come there Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., for your self-care soul massage. That's what it is. Self-care soul massage, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 60 minutes where we teach you how to live, laugh, love, and learn with a great meditation, great music, and wellness tips. Stuff that you ain't got time to find, we have it for you. Wellness tips and all kinds of great information to help you become the best version of you.
Absolutely. So we just want to thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us at the Soul Health and Wellness Club. Reach out to us at healthyminds.expert. And remember, you are worthy and deserving of attracting anything and everything that your heart desires. The first step is awareness. And if you need help, we are here and we want to welcome you and we want to be that support. So just thank you. We love you. I love you, Nurse Blue.
I love you too, Dr. E.
All right, y'all. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye-bye.
For listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.